Autumn Verses by Spectral Chicken. I was bitten by both the limerick and Sherlock bugs at about the same time last year. While limericks are usually trite little things, often with a salacious air to them, to share with inebriated English professor mates over a lager, I hope you will enjoy this expanded version of the form as moody, appetizer-sized poems for the darker and colder part of the year. Waiting is hard. Dr. Watson appreciates fall. He loves a crisp morning mail call, an invitation for crime-solving fun. He gathers his coat from the hall. Needs must. These days there's a chill in the flat. Watson's taken to wearing a hat. It keeps his head warm, though it's really bad form. If Holmes is home, they'll have a spat. Spectral illusion? Holmes and Watson are out on a case. The blood has drained straight from John's face. He's not one for fancy, but even he can see that floating corpse wrapped in white lace. Blood on the plow. On farmland, the yard searches round, none but stubble and chaff to be found. Sherlock studies the mess, finds the hem of a dress. Who's been harvesting girls on this ground? Thug picking. In an orchard, Holmes captures a fruit in his glove. Watson looks at his boot. The flat apples show a large footprint below the branch on which perches the brute. Got the tracker badge. With rain, the data's on the ground. Walking feet, rolling wheels, tracks abound. Watson's learned a few tricks about reading the mix. That one is a very large hound? He studied for this. Watson knows his way around a man's bones. I can name everyone, he intones. Sherlock calls him to see and give identity to these ones found beneath cobblestones. Business expenses. On cases they use all their cunning, avoiding, they hope, any gunning. To that end they speed quite a lot, so they need to invest in some good shoes for running. A rare second chance. Sherlock fell and left John in a vice. Couldn't move, couldn't breathe, wasn't nice. But when he returned, John's whole soul fire burned. To him it seemed lightning struck twice. Kindling. This autumn bonfire is grand. Watson feeds it issues of the Strand. Sure, the rag prints his stuff, but he's copies enough to burn extras while new flames are fanned. Safety is tedious. Sherlock is a man almost mythic. He thinks he is quite scientific. Experiments abound, theoretically sound, but with techniques too far from terrific. Selectively eidetic. Sherlock's mind can change chaos to order. He collects and stores facts like a hoarder. He deletes from his brain bits found dull or insane, and several things past London's border. Pop quiz. He's quite fascinated with fests, for reasons not common of guests. The folks he deduces have various uses for plying his Watson with tests. Just an illusion. If he wants to be found, then he will be. If he wants to be hid, you will not see his shadowy form until sudden breath warm on your ear. Surprise, Sherlomancy! Good doctor, bad employee. John is a heroic man. He came back from Afghanistan. At work he dispenses health care and pretenses. He's off saving Sherlock again. Midnight serenade. He screams up from the nightmare again, that one full of terror and pain. Among all the dying, his panic is flying, so Sherlock will calm down his brain. Penny sweet payoff. Street living makes a bloke tough. The irregulars know well enough. They spy for a shilling, and sometimes are willing for candy to pinch other stuff. Step quickly now. Watson's taking his wife to a dance with the latest of music from France. If Holmes says, let's go, he'll be bowing out, so she'll quadrille while she's got a chance. Disguise. Spirit has more than one import. The part of yourself that's not transport, or a ghost from the past, or a drink meant to last, or the gum that gives Sherlock a chinwort.